This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced this week that Canada will institute a national price on carbon emissions. China and the EU have already taken similar steps. Now, doing so would help it reach goals set by the Paris Climate Agreement to keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius. Marketplace's sustainability reporter Jed Kim has more.
The plan allows provinces to decide how to reduce emissions, either through a carbon tax or a cap and trade system. Most of Canada's population lives in regions already under a carbon price. Some provinces that don't have voiced strong opposition to the new policy. Laura Dawson, director of the Canada Institute at the Wilson Center, thinks they'll eventually come around.
But there's going to be a lot of kicking and screaming.
Dawson says Canada could be vulnerable if it gets too far ahead of the U.S. in charging for emissions. Only California and a handful of states in the Northeast have a cap-and-trade system.
Canada could really, sorry to pun, be left out in the cold in terms of its economic competitiveness.
But even that may only be temporary. Andrew Light is with the World Resources Institute.
I think this will have quite an effect on the potential willingness of many U.S. states to move in that direction as well.
And there could soon be more pressure on the U.S. This week, the Paris Climate Agreement we joined could get the number of countries it needs to go into force. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.